Hare Krishna. On behalf of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON and the devotees of Radha Golokanand Temple, we welcome everybody here for most auspicious and most instructive festival of Govardhan Puja and Gau Puja today. Sri Krishna is establishing a vivid example who should be worshipped. The great demigod of heavenly planet or a devotee? Who should be worshipped? Most of the people on this planet, they want to go to the heavenly planet. But the king of the heaven is rejected by Krishna. His worship is stopped by Krishna. And what Krishna wanted? To worship His devotee. Who is the devotee of Krishna? Sanatana Goswami Pada in Brita Bhagavata Amrita, he described the devotees of Krishna from this earth planet, in heavenly planet, and Golok Vrindavan. So ultimately, they say the best devotee of Krishna is gopis of Vrindavan. Uddhava concluded this, the best devotee of Krishna is gopis of Vrindavan. But the gopis of Vrindavan, they are glorifying Govardhan. In Venu Geet, when they are glorifying the flute of Lord Sri Krishna, gopis are saying, Adri Haridas Varya. Adri means this hill, Govardhan. Adri means hill. It's called Giri Raj. Giri means mountain. Like Girija is the name of Parvati, Girija. One who is born to Himalaya mountain is called Girija. And Giri Raj, king of mountain. Giriraj is king of mountain. And the another name of Giriraj is Govardhan. Go means cow, and Vardhan means one who gives all facilities for the cows for eating grass, giving nice drinking water and pasture grounds. That's called Govardhan. But not only cows. Therefore, this verse says, gopis are saying, the best devotee, Haridas Varya. Hari Das, Das means servant, Hari means Supreme Lord. Of all the servants of Supreme Lord, Varya means the best one is Giriraj. Why? Because Ram Krishna Charana Sprasha Modita. Giriraj become blissful and jubilant when he received the touch of lotus feet of Ram and Krishna, Krishna and Balaram. In bilis, Giriraj, which is mountain, where there are stones, when there is a touch of Krishna and Balaram on that stone melts and becomes like butter. And Krishna's footprints, they are imprinted on those stones, which are still in Vrindavan, and many people when go on Govardhan Parikarma, they can see the places where the stone melted out of love for Krishna and Balaram, and there are footprints of Krishna and Balaram on the stone. Why they are great devotee? What they are providing? They are giving all the respect to Krishna and Balaram, and to go to the cows, to the cowherd boys, to the gopas. What they give? They give pani, they give water, nectarian spring waters. What else they give? Grass to the cows. And this grass is very fragrant. It attracts cow. Cows just run to the Govardhan for getting that grass. And that grass is sukomal. It's very soft, never hard. Mucosa of cows. And on the top of that, this grass provided by Govardhan These cows give nectarian fragrant milk. And the fourth quality of this grass which Govardhan provides to the cows is, cows never get sick. So this is a service to the cows, and to the cowherd boys, it gives fruits. Kanda mulai, and the roots. And also, there are kandra. Kandra means caves. These caves are so nice, they are warm in winter, they are very cool like air conditioned in summer, and they give shelter to the cowherd boys and cows during rainy season, and they are the best places for Krishna, Radha and Gopi's pastimes. So because of all these services Govardhan renders to the Krishna, Balaram and his devotees and cows, therefore Govardhan is the best devotee. In Bhagavatam, only Govardhan and Yudhishthira Maharaj are called Haridas Varya, the best of the devotees of Hari. So Giriraj is number one. Who is Giriraj? The manifestation of Giriraj originally took place in Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, there is a place called Ras Mandal. And that place called Ras Mandal, Radharani approached Sri Krishna and told, "My dear Krishna, if you are satisfied with our devotional service, then please manifest some beautiful place where we can have our pastime eternally." On request of Radharani, Krishna closed his eyes and looked within his heart. And the love for his devotees just manifested anugraha roop dharan kiya. The love of the Krishna for the devotees manifested from within his heart, and immediately in front of the gopis it became a small pebble and then stone and then started growing and become a beautiful Giriraj. So it has come out of the heart of Krishna, so it is not different from Krishna. This is the way Giriraj manifested originally. This is Garga Sahita writes the manifestation of Giriraj from the heart of Krishna. So it is the love of Krishna for his devotees. So Krishna, as a Supreme Lord, is acting here as his own devotee. So this Giriraj was then, immediately Radha and Krishna and gopis, they enter into the Giriraj's different places, and Radharani was very satisfied to see this Giriraj manifesting, and they had their nice pastime there. When Prithvi Devi, when this Mother Earth, headed by Brahmaji, requested Krishna to appear on this planet, so Krishna said, "Yes, I will appear." And after they left Krishna requested Radharani that since I am going on the earthly planet, I am requested by Mother Earth and Brahmaji, so you must accompany me. Radharani said, "Yes, definitely I must go with you. I cannot live without you. But how can I will be happy there? There is no Govardhan. There is no Jamuna. How can I be happy in Vrindavan?" And then Krishna replied, "I have already made arrangement for Govardhan and Yamuna to appear on earthly planet." So how is that? There is a mountain called Dronagiri. In Samal Deep. This is a Jambu Deep. And there are other Deep. There is a Samal Deep. There is a mountain called Drona. This Drona mountain, he got a son. And that son was different from the rest of the son of the other mountain, and he was extraordinary. All mountains came there, they paid their respect to this son, and they said, "This is very extraordinary, and this boy was so sweet, son of Drona mountain." And Pulastha Rishi, he happened to be the guest of Dronachal Giri. So he saw this young Giriraj, very nice, and he requested mountain Dronagiri, "Please, I am living at Banaras, Kashi. There is no any hill or mountain there. I love your this son, Giriraj. Can you give me this? I will take this with me to Kashi. And Dronagiri said, how can I part with my dear son? Because his tears were coming from his eyes, but how can he say no to a Pulas Rishi? Pulas Rishi is a Brahma's son, something like, is a grandfather of Ravan, Pulastha. And now, Dronagiri said, okay, Maharaj, bless me. But Giriraj, he said, Rishi, Pulas Rishi, I bow down at your feet. You want to take me? I have a condition. Two conditions. First, you have to take me on your hand. And second, if you leave me somewhere, I will not move from there. Plus, no problem. This was the Satya Yuga, where even Treta Yuga, Hanuman was taking a big mountain. We all know Hanuman with a mountain. And Ravan Treta Yuga was shaking the whole Kailash, the Himalaya. Whole Himalaya was shaking by Ravan's one hand. So this Pulastha, he by his mystic power, he got Giriraj in his hand and he started going to Kashi. By Giriraj's desire, when he was going over Brajamandal, Giriraj said, this is the place Krishna is going to appear. Now what I should do? I should induce Pulastha Muni to put me down. How? Then he made Pulastha Muni unresistible desire to answer call of nature. And this passing, he wanted to pass water and he wanted to resist it. It's just hardly few kilometers now from that distance. But this urge was so acute that he lost his intelligence. He put Giriraj down there. Anyway, he put his sacred thread. He did his act, then took bath, achman, and then came and wanted to take Giriraj. No, too heavy to move. Come on, Giriraj, he said. I told you, Maharaj, if you leave me, I will not go. So you must come with me. He said, no, I will not go. Pulastha, I curse you. You will reduce by mustard seed per day. Finish. Giriraj smiled. He says, very nice. Because I am too big now. I'm as big as Himalaya. When Krishna and Radharani and Gopis, how will they have pastime? Let me reduce by the time when they appear. So then I will be of normal size where they can enjoy. So this is the way Giriraj appeared on earth and waiting for that pastime to appear. Now, Srila Prabhupada spoke about Giriraj Puja in 66, the year he formed ISKCON. He spoke about Giriraj worship in New York. And in Giriraj Puja, what is the most important thing? Huge mountain of prasad. It's called Annakoot. The festival is called technically Annakoot. Ann means grain and koot means mountain. Mountain of prasad should be distributed to everybody. So this one message of Giriraj Puja, that prasad should be distributed to everybody. In 73, Giriraj Govardhan Puja was taking place in Mayapur. Now ISKCON, almost 7 years for ISKCON formed already, but there was no temple still, there was no big buildings, but they had a beautiful Giriraj Puja there and then they distributed prasad. And Prabhupada heard some barking of the dogs and shouting of the children. So Prabhupada just overlooked what is happening. What did Prabhupada saw? Prabhupada did see that the leaf plate thrown by the people after eating prasad, and some prasad was there dogs were fighting to eat that prasad, and children were chasing dogs to get that prasad. And tears rolled down from the eyes of Prabhupada. And then he called his all senior men and GBC said, in 10 kilometers of temple, nobody should go hungry. There should be enough prasad for everybody. Because Krishna is father of everybody. Temple of Krishna means Krishna is living in. He is father of everybody. And these children should not suffer when father is Krishna. So you must give prasad to all those who are near 10 kilometers of this temple. So in that, as early as 73, after Giriraj Puja, this mass prasad distribution by ISKCON to millions and billions of people started. So this is the Giriraj Puja, that the prasad is distributed since then to unlimited number of people all over the world. That's the way Prabhupada saw Giriraj Puja. That was his vision. This is one line of Giriraj. What is that line? Krishna said, Giriraj should be offered prasad instead of Indra, and then prasad should be distributed first to Brahmins, and then nice grass to the cows, and then everybody should take prasad. Even dog should take prasad. Dog eater should take prasad. But one person should not receive anything, a grain. Indra. What is this? This is very interesting, eh? What it means, Indra is not as good as the dog eaters. What Krishna? Some of the acharya comments that. Now, a story goes. Krishna is 7 years old. And he's coming with Balaramji. He saw everybody too busy with their block card, loading, unloading, grains, ghee, this, that. Everybody was crazily busy all around, and they surprised. They were knowing everything, abhigya. But still, see, everybody is busy, but the elderly gopa, they were sitting at one place. They are not able to do much job, so they were sitting there. So Krishna and Balaram approached this elderly gopa. Nanda Baba was sitting there. And humbly he asked, Baba, why everybody is so busy? What they are doing? What is the activity going? What is the function going on here? Actually, for 6 years, Krishna is watching the same thing. But today, Krishna's mood is, one thing is that, Indra is my devotee. He is getting worship from my associates. And in front of me, he is getting worship. If Prime Minister is there, and if you want to garland the police officer, is it right? No. It's offensive. So Krishna is saying, in front of me, from my own associates, eternal associate, he is getting worship. And he has become too proud also. The one significance is that when somebody gets worship and some good post or some prestige, then he's too attached to that. And when you stop that, then it is very painful. So, Indra was too attached to the worship. So Krishna thought two ways. He said, his pride, he's my devotee, I must rectify him. And also, Acharya says, I am here always having my flute and roaming around. I must carry something heavy. What is the heavy thing I should carry? The heavy thing is mountain. How can I just mountain go and carry mountain? So what is a good thing to do? Let me do something interesting. So he decided with this in mind, he approached Nanda Baba, said, what is this? Nanda Baba, he just changed the topic immediately. He said, let them be busy. He said, my dear father, saintly persons never keep anything hidden in their heart. They are just open books. And I am your son, how can you hide something from me? In other words, he wanted to say, after you leave, I have to carry out this function, so I must know what is this. Now Nand Baba said, this is Indra Yajna. This is Indra Yajna. Every year, all our Brajavasis, we worship Indra because our cows need grass. For grass, we need rain. So Indra provide rain. So we worship Indra every year. Krishna said, so, what is the, is it described in Vedas or it is some tradition? Nanda Baba, see, I don't know if it is in Vedas, but it is a very old tradition in our family. Krishna says, traditions, what is it, what a tradition mean? Last night I told some story about tradition. Boy got married. He was coming with his wife, entering into the house. An old system, Vedic system, when new daughter-in-law is entering the home, mother-in-law usually keep a red color, big plate full of red color, and she has to put her feet in that red color, and when she enter, all the red marks should be on the courtyard of the house. It's Lakshmi. They call it, is Lakshmi is coming. Now I don't know what is coming. So mother-in-law was too busy. She was not coming to do this ritual. So this daughter-in-law was looking, what is my mother-in-law doing? What she saw is, she somehow got some basket and she put on cat. And after putting basket on cat, she came and she did the ritual. Anyway, daughter-in-law entered in the house, she was happy. She married, she got a child, child went to school, he became 20 years, he got married. He got married, now his son is coming with his wife and entering, and she is too busy, she is not coming to attend them. What and everything is waiting. Ultimately, the old grandmother, she was still alive. She said, why you are wasting time? Why don't you bring them in? See, I am searching for cat. See, why? See, when I came, you put the cat under the basket. So how can I bring this? It is our tradition to have a cat under the basket before daughter-in-law comes. Old lady said, on that day, lot of sweet were open and cat was wandering. I just wanted cat to be under the basket, not spoil sweet. It is not a tradition. So we have so many such traditions. We have so many such traditions going on which has no meaning. No meaning at all. People just go and touch some tree and put hand like this. What is the purpose? I see people in front of the temple, they go, they touch to the tree, but they never go in the temple and pay obeisance to the Lord. This thought of what type of rituals are these? Krishna is saying, if this is tradition, then we don't want this. Why? Indra is, how Indra is providing rain? It is our good karma. It's God is providing everything. And Krishna spoke Mimamsa philosophy, which is atheistic philosophy, somehow. And he convinced all the elderly people and they said, how can, so what should we do? He said, we are Vaishya, we are mercantilized, and we are especially taking care of cows. So we should worship cows. Because they are providing everything for us, our survival. And then we worship Brahmins. Then we worship this Giriraj, who is providing all the grass and water and everything to our cows and everybody. Then the Baba said, we will worship Giriraj, Brahman and cows, but now let us worship Indra. Krishna says, it will take time. Stop worshipping Indra. Have you ever seen Indra eating anything when you are offering? Anyway, Krishna convinced all the people. Then Upananda asked, how can we worship Govardhan? Then Krishna described how to worship Govardhan. He said, have a cow dung lap there, then prepare chapan bhog, 56 or 108 preparation, all the rice, sweet, and big hills of all the grains, put in front of the Govardhan, then do aarti of Govardhan, then have parikarma of Govardhan, and in this way Govardhan will be satisfied. Govardhan is crown of whole Braj Bhumi. Like, you know, the crown is the highest, so whole Braj Bhumi, Braj Mandal, Govardhan is crown of Braj Mandal. And this Govardhan should be worshipped like that. So all that was ready for Indra Puja, that was brought to worship Govardhan. From Dan Ghati, there's a place called Dan Ghati where Krishna once stopped the cowherd girls taking the yogurt pot. He said, you have to give text, you cannot go from here. He got their pots, he broke the pot, and he ate this dahi into the dona, then the leaf cup. So there's a tirath around Govardhan where trees still give, their leaves become like leaf cup. People go and see that place where the leaf cups are there. So from Dan Ghati up till the village called Aniyor. Aniyor means bring more. There was whole prasad, mountains of prasad in front of Giriraj. Then the Brahmans chanted the mantra for Giriraj. And then they said, we will have a parikarma of Giriraj Govardhan. In Varahapurana it is said, the one who does the parikarma of Govardhan or on Govardhan Puja day of Govardhan Hill, they will never take birth again in this world. So after this program, we will have parikarma of Govardhan here. Not touching anything on Govardhan, okay? Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't climb on Govardhan. This is our etiquette. Govardhan is not different from Krishna. So, when they were doing parikarma, cows in front, and then Brahman chanting mantra, and then cowherd boys, and then bullock carts with Yashoda Maya, and Rohini Maya, Krishna Balaramji. When they came, they saw on the top of Govardhan, there's a huge deity appeared. Big deity, Krishna, 7 year child, holding the hand of Nanda Baba. But same Krishna appeared on the Govardhan. And everybody said, hey, be. And then Krishna is saying, see Baba, your Indra never came, your Govardhan has come. Now he will accept our prasad. And Govardhan with many hands started taking all prasad and eating. He's taking prasad and eating, putting in his mouth. And then everything was finished, and then he said, Aniyor, or bring more, bring more. And some prasad bhakta, they were looking to Krishna, said, but we will eat. Everything is finished. And he's asking more and nothing left. And then some simple Brahman, he came and he had a leaf of tulsi. He just offered the tulsi to Giriraj, and Giriraj was satisfied. And then Giriraj gave all the prasad back. Now it is a Mahaprasad appeared there, and everybody offered first to the Brahmans and then distributed to everybody, and everybody left to the home. Say, this is nice puja. We have saw personally Giriraj appeared and accepted our bhoga. Everybody in Braj was happy, but one person was not happy. Indra. Actually, he said, my time is there. Why my prasad has not arrived? No offering is yet made to me. And there's a lot of noise coming and getting earache to me. What is this? He called Ashwani Kumar to get his ear checked. He said, the sound is coming. These Brajvasis, they are singing songs down and offering Giriraj Maharaj instead of you. This is pain in your ear, and also your heart is burning because of that. Your disease is envy. What to do? Indra become really very angry. It is demonic propensities came in Indra. This Indra, same Indra, he went along with Brahma to request Krishna to appear on this planet. He was there. Now he forgot everything, and now he become angry, and he summoned Samantar clouds, the clouds which are for devastation. He said, go and drown whole Braj. That is not our time. We are afraid. It's not prolia time. How can we go before time? Say, I am coming with my vajra also, my thunderbolt, and all the whirlwind and all the cyclone. Just go and drown Braja. And all of a sudden, clouds appear, and there were heavy rain started, columns of water falling down, cows fearful, head down, getting their calf under their belly, ran to Krishna, please Krishna protect all Brajavasis. Krishna, Krishna, please protect us. We stopped Indra Puja and Indra is so furious now. On your request, we did the Govardhan Puja. Krishna says, don't worry, we did Govardhan Puja. Govardhan will protect us. Come on, let us go to Govardhan. And when they reached to Govardhan, Krishna, out of his mystic power, simply, he just took the Govardhan as mushroom on the little finger of left hand. And he said, here is beautiful umbrella. Come, all Brajavasis with your cows. And be safe under this umbrella, Giriraj. Now, Krishna summoned his Sudarshan Chakra. You be on the top of this hill. And dry, a drop of water should not fall down. And he called Sheshanag. He said, from sides if water comes, you have a boundary around the Govardhan when I am holding a wall like this wall. So Sheshanag did that wall around and Chakra was there up. Now everybody was happy. The most happy were gopis, because usually they were checked by their parents not to go and see Krishna. But now nobody is there to check, and day and night they are looking at Krishna. No other business. Gwalbal were very happy in the night. They have to be separated from Krishna. But now they are with Krishna for day and night. Everybody was happy there. And no fear of hunger and thirst. Krishna is holding. Yashoda Maiya was very much worried that my small child, 7-year-old, how can he hold this this big, huge mountain? She said, hey Narayan, if I have worshipped you properly, let this hill become as soft as piece of cotton and it should not hurt my son. And when this prayer was heard by Madhu Mangal, the friend of Krishna Brahman, he said, hey Maya, don't worry. It's my Brahman mantra which are keeping hill up. Yashoda said, why you are laughing? Krishna is so much. And then the elderly gopas, they got their sticks. They wanted to help Krishna. And one bowed by said, we will massage your hand. You can exchange your hand something. Then the elderly gopis, they saying, don't worry. He has stolen a lot of butter from our house. And he is so strong, he will do the job. Now our butter is working. So there's a lot of fun going on. And Indra was trying his level best, and Samantha cloud came back. He said, we are not able to do anything. He is holding something up as a Govardhan and no water is going down. Indra said, I am going myself. He brought his thunderbolt. He was the thunder, lightning, thunderbolt, cyclone, trying to get this whole hill out of this little finger of Krishna. Not possible. Now Indra is completely finished, his pride gone, and sun came. Krishna Sai says, there's no rain, there's no sun. Now all you Brajavasis, please take your cows, go to your home. Nobody wanted to go. Somehow Krishna said, so they left. But those who have a danda gwalbal under the Govardhan, they said, first Krishna, you go, we will follow. Krishna says, you get out. He said, no, we have big sticks under the Govardhan. He said, your little hand, what it will do? So what did Krishna do? He just left half weight of Govardhan on their danda. All the danda become teda. Then Krishna says, get out. They all went out. Then Krishna very peacefully he put the Govardhan where it was before. And then everybody went to their home peacefully. Now, Gwalbal and Gop, they were happy. But they become very astonished. They went to Nanda Baba. He said, Nanda Baba, who is your this son? 7 days, this big hill he was holding on the head. I wish for 6 years, 6 days he was old. He killed this demoness Putana. 3 months he was old. Big Saktasur, he was 1 year. He got this Trunavat down. This Aghasur, Bakasur, he just torn in 2 pieces like sugar cane. Who is he? You are not telling us this. Nanda Baba says, he's a wonderful Krishna. I can tell you only one thing, that when name giving ceremony was done by Garga Muni, he told that he is as good as Narayan. He appeared in different yugas, in a red color. Now he is in black color. He will appear in a yellow color in Kali Yuga. And then he said, he will protect you all. When Nanda Baba said all these things, all Gwalbal were satisfied. So Gwalbal were satisfied. Krishna next day took his cows for grazing with the Gwalbals. When they went in some place, Krishna left them. He went in a solitary place. He was sitting there. And Indra Up was very upset what to do. He ran to his spiritual master, Brihaspati. My dear Gurudev, now what can I do? I did an offense. He said, I cannot help you. You have done a mischief to Supreme Lord. Only somebody can help. Go to the Brahmaji. Brahmaji chastised Indra, how can you do like that? I have done once this and I know how it is difficult. I stole his calf and coward boys. With my 4 hands, I was paying my obeisance like a roller on the road, and he never looked at me. He never looked at me. Even you go, he will not look at you. Only one thing is that, if you take shelter of some devotee, then you will be forgiven. So, to whose shelter I should take? Brahmaji said, Krishna is Gopal. You go to the Surabhi cow, Mother Surabhi. And Mother Surabhi, you go and really request if she goes with you and she pleases Krishna, then he can forgive you. So Indra, the king of heaven, went and paid his obeisance to the hoofs of the Surabhi cow. Say, Mother Surabhi, kindly you come and help me, get me pardoned by Krishna. Mother Surabhi also was very happy to come and greet Krishna and do abhishek because Krishna protected all the cows. So Mother Surabhi descended down along with Indra and Airavat, elephant of Indra with 4 tusks white. So Indra paid obeisance. Krishna did not look at Indra. Then Surabhi mother went and paid obeisance to Krishna and said, you have protected my progeny of cows. I am grateful to you, Krishna. I want to do your abhishek with my milk. And then she said, Indra is also regretful and he has come all the way to pay his homage to you and obeisances. Krishna said, call him, no problem. Sometime Acharya write that why Brahma was not talked by Krishna when he came and he prayed, and why Indra was accepted by Krishna. And he said, don't know, no problem. What you have done, forget this. The reason they gave, because Brahma separated Krishna from his associates. And Indra's this act made Krishna and his associate together for 7 days. So anything, even it is nonsense, but it makes Krishna and devotee together, Krishna accept that. So now they started doing abhishek of Krishna. Started by the wives of the saintly persons, munis, they appeared there. Mother Surabhi did abhishek. Airavat, he brought the Akash Ganga water and they were doing abhishek. And then Brahmaji appeared there, Lord Shankar appeared there. All the demigods with the paraphernalia brought from the heavenly planet, they were doing abhishek, aarti to Krishna. They paid their respect and they left from there. And Krishna told Indra, anyway, it is all your pride that I wanted to rectify you. Now, you go and take responsibility of your things, but never, how can you take puja from my associate, from Vrindavan in front of me? It is not at all. This puja will always go now to Giriraj, not to you. Since that day, this puja is Giriraj puja, Indra puja is stopped. So Indra left. Now these coward boys, they were not finding Krishna, so they ran. They ran here and there. Oh, Krishna is sitting there. Yes. But what is in front of Krishna, all this? beautiful paraphernalia, arti, chamar, this. Oh, Bidekran, jewel. Hey, very good, very good. Come on. Hey, Krishna, chamar, Krishna, arti. They were doing their puja to Krishna. And demigods looked from up and they were ashamed that what we did puja was a ritual. What they are doing is out of love. As compared to their worship, our worship is zero. That is what really the worship started by Srila Prabhupada to the deities and the worship in other temples. What is the difference? There is a ritual. This is not a ritual. This has to come from heart. Somehow, in the meantime, Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and this is a long time left. Krishna and Balaram, they have not come back. What to do? So they came there at the place. Krishna was sitting on a nice singhasan. Oh, Balaram, as the Balaram reached there, Balaram was sitting next to Krishna. And then Goward boys was doing all this puja, and then Mother Yashoda said, what is this? Who has brought all this paraphernalia for puja? Said, we don't know. Some people came, and this Madhu Mangal Brahman, he was saying, I know. Who was there? He said, one cow came, and one big elephant came, and one person came with 1,000 eyes on his body, and they were bowing down in front of our Gopal. Then one person with 4 hands came, one person with 5 hands came, 5 heads came. Everybody was surprised who was that. See, Indra was there, he saw. And then there was a sound in the sky by demigods. We worship Krishna today. And Krishna's name, special of this worship, we call him Govinda. We did Govinda, therefore all this Abhishek water is accumulated in a place is called Govinda Kund. So this is Govinda Kund. He is now called Govinda because he gives pleasure to the cows. And this, in this way, this Govardhan Puja in Bhagavatam and Garga Santa is described. Is the whole Garga Santa is a 10th chapter called Griraj Khand, in which there are other small stories. But this is Govardhan Puja. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was keeping Govardhan Shila always next to his chest. And when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of love, gave this Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami with Gunja Mala. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he concluded by giving me Govardhan Shila. Krishna is giving me Govardhan Vas. I should go and reside in Govardhan. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami lived in Govardhan at Radha Kund. So, this Govardhan Shila, which is still with some sadhu in Vrindavan, in Vrijamandal, some people have seen that Shila, which was given by Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. And last but not the least, Srila Prabhupada, before leaving this planet, he desired to have a Govardhan Parikarma. His body was too weak and frail, but he wanted Loknath Goswami Maharaj and Hansadutta Prabhu to arrange bullock cart and take him to the Parikarma. The disciples were in two groups. One group wanted that his guru's order we should follow. The other group said, Prabhupada will not survive on jolting on the bullock cart. And some other they approached Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, please don't. Say, I will go for Govardhan Parikarma. So last time what his desire was Govardhan Parikarma. And ultimately, at that time, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's god brother, came and Prabhupada smiled and said, how much my dear disciple love me. And then Maharaj said, you love your disciple and your disciple love you. So then Prabhupada wanted one of his god brother to sing a song. He said, you take me to the Parikarma. And then he said, you remember when our Prabhupada, means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, was departing, we requested you to sing this song, but at that day, because of separation from Gurudev, your tears were falling down and you were not able to sing. But today you please sing that song. Then that god brother started singing Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. And Srila Prabhupada was relishing this song as a parikarma of whole Vrijamandal. So for us devotees, this is the most auspicious Giriraj Puja day, because it is started by Krishna himself.
It is puja by Krishna of Krishna himself. Giriraj is devotee of Krishna, but is actually manifested from the heart of the Krishna love for his devotees. So we should worship Govardhan and then have a arti and parikarma of Govardhan and distribute prasad of Govardhan and take it every day, distribution of prasad at Prabhupada's desire. Hare Krishna. Giriraj Govardhan ki. One thing. Krishna is called Radha Giridhari. Why? In this whole Leela, Krishna was holding the mountain and he was gazing at Radha Rani, eye to eye. And it is said it is the Shakti of Radha Rani that was giving all the power to Krishna to hold the Giriraj. And Krishna at one place, as Mahanadi Maharaj was describing, he started looking from eyes down. As soon as he reaches to the neck of Radha Rani, hill was shaking. And therefore, all the gopas, they requested gopis, Radha Rani, please don't move your eyebrows. If you little move your eyes, Krishna moves eyes and the hill will fall down. So therefore, Radha Rani and Krishna, it is Radha Rani's power which was transferring to Krishna, which was holding. Therefore, he is called Radha Giridhari. So he was Giridhari because Radha was there. And then Krishna started with the right hand, started playing flute. And everybody said, stop. When you play flute, stone melts and this Giriraj melts then. No more flute. Just be like this. But Krishna said, I have no worry. It is just floating up is my left. Right hand is like this. It is said in Garga Sahita, after 4,800 years from this Giriraj, the original deity of Giriraj will appear and is called Srinathji. And this Giriraj, exactly 4,800 years after Krishna's departure, after this Leela to Madhavendrapuri, this Srinathji appeared. And Sanatan Goswami Pad was doing parikarma every day when he was living at Chakleshwar Mahadev. And Krishna appeared before him because he was too old and was stumbling. So he said, why are you doing parikarma every day? He said, it's my woe, must do. And then next time he appeared, Krishna, he gave him Govardhan Shila. He said, you do parikarma of this and that will be considered to my parikarma, to Govardhan parikarma. That Shila is still in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple with Krishna's footprint, cow's hoof and flute. So these are our acharyas. They were always very, very much at Giriraj all the time. So Giriraj is very, there are many tirathars. It's like a peacock. Giriraj is like a peacock. Radhakun and Chamkun are his two eyes. And there's a tongue of Giriraj. Raghunath Das Goswami was there. People were taking water from Radhakun and Chamkun for normal use. He said, no, have some well. Don't use this water for that purpose. They started digging well. One day they cut the stone and blood came out. They ran to the Maharaj. Maharaj, blood is coming. Maharaj went and saw tongue of Giriraj. And then they took that stone. That stone is the temple called Jibhya Mandar. So tongue temple is still there. So there are many places of pilgrimage in Giriraj Govardhan. There's a whole list of the places of pilgrimage in Govardhan Kund. Chandra Sarovar, we know Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Mansi, Ganga, so many other places and beautiful, where Krishna's crown's mark is on the stone. So Giriraj Govardhan, whenever fortunately you get opportunity, go to India and have a parikarma of Govardhan, which is 21 kilometers. And many people do every day, those who are living in Govardhan, they do parikarma every day.
Giriraj Govardhan ki, Radha Giridhari ki, Prabhupada ki, Giriraj Puja Mahotsav ki, Gaur Premanande.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.